From WGCU News, I'm Rachel Iacovone. We're now more than halfway through Black History Month, so in honor of those of Black heritage here in Southwest Florida, WGCU is featuring local African Americans from across the region, from all sorts of professions, genders, and backgrounds. Today, you'll hear a conversation I recently had with a local artist who's highlighting his community this month in a visual way. Chris Daniels is a well-known photographer in Southwest Florida. That's even though he only just picked up a camera in late fall of 2018. Since then, he's amassed thousands of Instagram followers with his vibrant portraits and crisp videos, highlighting mainly millennials of color in the area. This month, Daniels is using his newfound talents to showcase members of the Black community in a project he calls 28 Days of Melanin. Black, 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 I'm black, black, my thoughts are black, black. Black, I'm black, my skin is so black, I'm rocking all black, everything is black. Rims on this black. So, tell me a little bit about, it was kind of like a sizzle reel, that first one. It was like your launch video, here it is, and it was very short clips, it seems like, of all the models, right? Maybe by the end of the month, we'll see.
Right. So, this was the start of the vision. I didn't know I wanted to do a 28 Days of Melanin. I just knew I wanted to do a project where I just showcased us in this fun and happy and powerful way. And I reached out to one of my fraternity brothers, Chad Anthony Sloss. He's amazing, and he's been working on his poetry. And I said, man, just give me something that gives me that fervor, that feeling, and we're going to capture it. And I had been listening to this song, Black by Buddy, all 2018, and I felt like there were some people who had utilized it in their projects, but it hadn't got the highlight that it needed to for what it was doing and how it made me feel. I listened to that song almost every morning. And, you know, I did a couple of photo shoots, and then I realized, I said, just walk for me. And the more people I started asking to walk, the more I started loving the feeling of that and how it made me feel. And I put it together in this video, and every time I watch it, I just smile. I just think about those moments, and I'm just happy for everybody that was a part of it.
So how did you choose which spoken word? Because listening to it, it kind of starts, you know.
They brought us in chains and locks, but didn't foresee the greatness we were developing. They hung us from trees and still.
In someone's face, like, yeah, this happened.
Right.
People were lynched,
right.
You know. And then by the end, it's the line of, you know, with if God gives you this much melanin.
If God gives you this much melanin, it's impossible to let the devil in.
I think that I kind of told him to run to the races with it. And I think that that's the beauty of who he is. He can be very serious and he can have a very strong tone to him. But I think he also understands us and people, and he also understands fun. And just as much as you had those bad times and you had those moments, don't just linger on those in this moment, but linger on also what you can give to the world and just be bold. And I just think that he was able to put that together very well. That's just the genius of him, though.
So what do you want people to remember from this project?
I want people to realize that we're all models. You know, as a photographer, my job is to capture you. And if you're in focus of my camera, you are a model and you have something to model. And that is your life, your story, your journey, your narrative, what you are, what you've experienced in your life. And I just want people to know that they're beautiful and all their beautiful imperfections. And it's so easy to capture you when you're just being yourself. And so don't look on your Instagram timeline and not see you and feel left out or feel like you're not pretty or you're not beautiful enough. And it's not just because we're Black that we're beautiful. Everybody is beautiful. I just want to make sure that you know that you are not left out of that equation.
Going back to that point a little bit with representation,
right.
You know, it's like growing up, I'm sure you felt the same way. Like no one had curly hair like me and things,
right.
You know, there's no Latina princess. So what is this in a long term?
I always want to make sure that anything that I do, whether it's music or it's photography, it's videography, I'm using that to showcase my community. And my community is very diverse. But I also want to make sure I showcase the community that I grew up in and the situations that I grew up in that might not have been showcased as well. So, yeah, people of color, but people of all kinds of walks of life, I want to make sure that I'm showcasing. And I just think that I've started to kind of call this more like narrative photography. And I want to just get into more of that. And I want to tell more people's stories. And so, yeah, this is going to be more to come of this, a lot. Yeah.